The fervor of her attacks increases, and with every punch, she brings the thing inside me closer to the surface. Punch. Closer. Punch. Closer. Punch. The thing snaps free from its chains at the murky bottom of my consciousness and comes rushing to the surface. My mind does that all too familiar somersault, and my body goes light like I'm floating in water. Everything slows to a crawl, and I can't control my body anymore. The Dread General is in the house.
Unknown entity detected.
I know, Aaron. Sit back and enjoy the show. It's all we can do.
You're not so cocky now, are you, Perez?
The mystery woman named Soledad keeps pounding away, lost in the moment.
The great Asher Perez. Not so invincible now.
The pain is dull and far away, but my mind remains crystal clear. Asher Perez no longer feels the pain. Unfortunately for Soledad, she's not fighting Asher Perez anymore. General Meridian, the world burner, does not enjoy being hurt. He smashes his bloodied and broken forehead into Soledad's face with enough force to throw her over. Her nose explodes into a slow-motion shower of blood as her head arcs over backwards. She sprawls on her ass and clutches her nose. Meridian gets up and launches a kick to her face. She doesn't even see it coming for all the blood, and the heavy boot impacts the side of her head. The kick caves in her temple and snaps her neck like a dry twig. She goes down, hard. The fight is over. But then the woman pushes up from the floor on shaking arms. She is not dead, even though her neck remains at an odd angle. One of her hands twitches. But she should not be able to move at all. She should be dead or paralyzed from the shoulders down. Instead, she cracks her slender neck. Something pops back into place, and she can move again. She leers at Meridian through the blood flowing from her nose. The blood bubbles between her ruined teeth as she breathes hard. Soledad wiggles her fingers.
Surprise.
It is. I was not expecting that, and neither was Meridian. She's an augmented immortal, like me. But that's impossible. The last of the cherubim were killed on Persephone 40 years ago. All but me. The general doesn't burden himself with questions. The rudimentary lizard brain functionality left of his once great mind is focused on one thing, and one thing only: keeping the general alive at any cost. Soledad is still a threat, and he won't stop until she is neutralized. He punches her in the face and she goes down again. She struggles to her feet. Stay down, Soledad, I want to scream. Stay down! No sound crosses my lips. Meridian sneers. He hits her again, sending her off balance. Then he goes for her eye. Her beautiful eye.